Morning, Clyde.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
On the Texas flag, I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
Reverend Robert.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Lord.
Well, it is an interesting day. It is Easter Monday. Some folks would call it Bright Monday, depending upon our tradition. It's also a day when we mark the passing of the pontiff, which for many people in this world is a big deal, to be sure. And some changes are afoot, I am sure. I give thanks. We need to give thanks for the rain that we had this past weekend. And ask, oh Lord, please, we need some more. I hate to be greedy,
yes.
But
Amen.
We're not, to be sure. So let us pray. In accord with your word, my Lord and God, I pray for those in authority in our city. As you have ordained these powers so that we may live a quiet, peaceful, and godly life in this present age, prosper them in their blessed vocation as elected and appointed leaders here in Lanark. Give them success in preserving the life that you have graciously given to us. May they find joy in performing the service that you have given them to do. I pray for the agenda set before them today. Please give an assurance of what would please you and would benefit those who live and work and run our beloved city of Lanark. In the name of our blessed Lord, we pray.
Amen. Amen. You may be seated. At this time, we will call the Board of Adjustments into session. At this time, we will offer any matters, public comments that are not on the agenda, and I have none, so we'll skip past that. We'll move on to item number D, consent agenda items. Do I hear a motion from the council?
I move to approve.
I have a motion and a second for approval of the minutes. Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries. It's 5:32, and now at this time we'll open the public hearing. The Board of Adjustments will hear written and or oral comments requesting a variance to allow a shed to be placed on the rear of a property line abutting an alley on the 305 West College Street address. And so at this time, we will open that up. Bob, do you want to come and speak at this time?
I would love to. Thank you. I just want to begin by thanking the council for my use permit we got 2 weeks ago. And I come tonight to ask for a variance to allow me to set that shed at the back edge of my property. Are there any questions that I can answer for anyone? The reason I'm doing that is by setting it back, it allows greater use of the free space in between the back of the house and the shed. It gives it a little more room back there. So,
my understanding is the alley is pretty much blocked off. Anyway,
it is.
On both ends.
I don't know that it's actually been abandoned, but it is very much blocked off. And it should be pointed out that I think every neighbor, west, east, north, and even northwest, all have structures that are on the alleyway property lines to the adjacent of theirs. There is also on the west side of my property a stem of retaining wall about so high that runs all the way back through the alleyway just to prevent erosion from my neighbors to the west into our property. There's a significant step down anywhere which does make the alleyway pretty much unusable. At some time in the very, I'm guessing probably 20 or 30 years ago, judging by the age of the trees, a fence was run down the middle of the alleyway, and trees have been allowed to grow up on my neighbor to the north on his side of the alleyway. That's pretty heavily treated. He's got decorative bushes in there to kind of create a visual screen. So I don't really, in my opinion, I don't see that that's going to create any kind of a significant problem for the city or improvement of any kind. I'm going to just request that this be done, please.
All right, Bob. Thank you. Council, have any questions?
I don't really have a comment.
Okay. Go ahead.
I just want to make sure that I don't have a problem with this going up, but I want to make sure it doesn't get built in the alleyway.
Pardon?
That it does not get built, any part of it get built in the alleyway.
No, ma'am. The structure in question, as we discussed 2 weeks ago, is going to be a pre-built shed, and so it will be dropped on site. And it is my plan is to leave it a couple, 3 inches from the actual property line in my area, so that there's any discussion about that, I'll have a little bit of grace there. So, no, it will not be built in the alleyway.
Staff, any issues with staff or anything? All good?
Any further questions?
Thank you, Bob. Appreciate it. I do not have any other people who have signed up to speak on this, so at this time we will consider the public hearing closed at 5:35. Moving on now to the regular agenda items, discussion and possible action to approve a request for the variance to allow the shed to be placed on the rear property line of the abutting alley that we just heard about at 305 West College Street.
I move to approve.
A second.
I have a motion and a second. Any other discussion by the board? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. And at this time, we will close our Board of Adjustments hearing and move into our regular City Council meeting at this point.